Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this last day of January 2024, January 31st, 2024. 13 minutes past the hour, 33 degrees and cloudy skies, and the drama between Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce and the Super Bowl and the conservatives continues on today. By the way, again, just the headlines from various publications this morning. Rolling Stone, Trump allies pledge holy war against Taylor Swift. Let's see, what else do we have here? The New York Times, Taylor Swift, Donald Trump, and the rights abnormality problem. ABC News, we'll save that one for another time. But these are the headlines from publications, CNBC, MSNBC, NBC News, New York Times, Rolling Stone. Conservatives are upset. They feel that Taylor Swift is going to endorse Joe Biden at the Super Bowl. Travis Kelce has encouraged vaccinations, so he's a Democrat. Is Taylor Swift going to get proposed to with a Super Bowl ring? We don't really know at this particular point, but the phone lines are open if you'd like to continue this conversation. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, what do you want to talk about?
Well, I think you want to continue talking about this. So what was the point of the Taylor Swift conversation?
You brought it up.
Well, yeah, I'm doing a show.
I know.
So your point was,
if she wanted to be, it is what it is. It sells. People make money.
Oh, I agree with that.
And that's what happened. She never thought. She never thought, I'm going to go to this game so people can make money off of it. That's not why.
I don't think that was her intention. But
no,
how
it
could?
Not her intention.
Right, but how could she not think that was going to happen? Is she aware of who she is?
It doesn't matter. That's her boyfriend. People go to their boyfriend's games all the time.
So why?
Supporting him.
Okay. What I'm saying is, there are two things that have ticked people off about this. Number one, that it's just very ironic in the year that they start dating that the ratings on the games go up when she starts going to them, when they pan her in the box, when his jersey sales go up 400% because they're dating, that team ends up in the Super Bowl. That's ironic. And number two, the conservatives are very upset. Turn on Fox News. They think this is all just a big plot for her to endorse Biden and win the election.
No.
Well, turn it on.
That's okay, here's the deal. Doesn't mean they're right. Right?
No, but who else would we be talking about
Nothing.
This like?
She did not do this to cause a conspiracy for the election. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
No, but it's out there, Rolling Stone, CNBC.
Do you not find that ridiculous?
You know, people are entitled to their own beliefs.
They are. They are. That's fine. But what I'm saying is, I have my own opinion, and I believe they met, they dated, they went to the game, she goes to the game, da-da-da-da-da. You know, and if that's the first thing on the news, that's because that's what people want to see.
Are you not aware of this girl's track record?
You can't blame the business people.
Why is it?
That's what's driving it. That's, you know.
Why is it she's always dating famous people and writing songs about them when they break up?
Because she is famous.
But you can't date
famous people.
You can't date unknown people?
Why would you? You're Taylor. You gotta realize, she's been famous for a long time. She's number one right now. You know that.
There you go.
Before Kelsey.
Right.
Had nothing to do with him.
No, I agree with that.
Okay. I mean, she's famous. She has major fans like nobody else.
Absolutely.
And I think, too, she has a lot of different age fans. You know, she just doesn't have one set, like teenager, 30-year-old. She, a lot of different ages like Taylor.
Well, I don't.
When you're that famous, you know, I think if she wants to go to the game, go to the game.
No, but
she's not saying, "Look at me, look at me."
No, but
she's not doing that.
No, but see, you can't be that unself-aware. You just described her as the most famous, influential, powerful person in media right now. Now, if you are not
true.
Okay, absolutely. You can't be that unself-aware. You have to be self-aware at some point and say, I am the most influential. I'm Time Magazine Person of the Year. I sell billions of dollars when I go into cities. You can't you can't just be Willie Apricot and show up at the football game and expect that not to get attention.
Anywhere she goes, she gets attention.
Right. So why is this any different? Why is this any different?
I mean, it's always been like this for her.
Right.
So, she has bodyguards around her, I'm sure, because she always has. My gosh, she has a private plane.
But you can't, first of all, people are already watching the NFL. People knew who this Kelsey boy was. You can't act. Well, there you go. There you go. That's my point. You cannot act surprised when
people that watch the NFL know who Kelsey was, yes.
Right.
And his brother.
But now they know who he is outside of the NFL.
Well, is that bad?
No, but you can't act surprised when people follow you if you're going to show up to the games, if you're going to announce you're dating somebody, if you're going to kiss them on the field.
I don't think she cares if people... Why would she care if people care if she's at the game?
Well, because people... Stop picking on them is what... Stop picking on them. Let them have their look.
I'm not saying stop picking on them. She's just living her normal life.
Well, then that's fine.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know what the big deal... She's done this probably before Kelsey. I don't know if she went... I don't know if she watched football, but whatever she's involved in. You know? It seems like she has a lot of friends, right?
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think people like her. I think, you know, I don't think that they're doing anything. I think people want to hear about them, and that's what sells.
When you are a famous couple, if you are going to be in front of cameras, then you cannot be surprised when people make judgments and write stories.
She doesn't ask them to write it.
What you can't run down on the field, being the most famous media person in the world right now.
Okay, I think she is being herself.
Okay, but you know what?
I mean, I don't know her. I could call her,
you
know.
There's consequences that come with that.
This is probably how she's always been.
Well, let her be.
I think she probably has guards around her when she does those things. But she's probably always, whatever she's done in her life, I think this is who she is. I don't think she changed because she's dating Kelsey. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know that she has, but I'm saying you cannot go to these games. You cannot go to what is traditionally the most watched thing on television all year, the Super Bowl, and expect people not to cover you.
Well, I don't think that she cares if they cover her. So what? That's not her fault.
It's her fault. I didn't say it was her fault.
Well, but then why can't she go then?
She can go. But don't be surprised when you get the backlash, which she obviously has gotten.
What backlash?
Conservative media is saying...
Yeah, people are going to talk about you.
Okay.
And if you're famous, they're going to talk about you. Because that's the hot news of the day.
Okay, then what is any different
here? Whether it's true or not true.
You know,
and not all news coverage is true.
No, but I believe that this, I believe she's very smart. I believe she's a great marketer. I believe clearly she's doing something right in the media field. And I cannot believe that she would be this naive as to believe that this wouldn't happen. I think this is her plan. I think this is the...
Oh, my God.
Why, well, dude, no, she's not dumb.
Okay, she didn't plan this. Okay, I believe she met this guy. They're dating. People want to know about it. That's how I think it happened. I don't think it's anything different. I don't think it's anything weird.
No, but it's fine. But I'm just saying you cannot be shocked then when people come after you.
Well, I don't... She's probably not shocked.
Well, then, that's okay then, I guess.
She's probably not. I would assume that she's not shocked.
No, as long...
I don't think it's, you know, you could have conspiracy theories. I mean, that's just what people do.
Yeah, but now
and
if
you know
she
that
does,
too.
But you see,
they're not going to attack some person that nobody knows.
But you now know if she does endorse Joe Biden, they're all going to...
What?
Well, they're going to say, we told you so.
What does it matter? What does it matter if she does?
Well, clearly it does for these people doing these stories.
That could have been her choice all along.
Could have been.
You don't know that.
No, but I'm saying it's just the way it is now. Now, if she does it, they're going to say that it was a plan. We told you.
Okay,
Well, so what? I don't know why.
So she does.
And also, if he proposes.
People like that, too. See, people like the controversy, too. That sells, too.
I would not deny it.
Okay. I mean, if she was going to vote for Biden all along, who cares? Who cares if she decides to change her mind? She has a right to vote for who she wants.
Yes, but...
It doesn't have to be a conspiracy.
Well, you have to talk to them. I didn't come up with that. But my point is that, again, if he proposes, it's going to be, what? How did you even know you were going to the Super Bowl?
Good for them. You know what I mean?
Well, you know, that's all fine and good.
Good for them.
Well...
Good for them.
Okay.
You know, there's probably a lot of famous girlfriends that go to their boyfriend's things that are famous.
Probably, but we certainly don't hear about them like this.
But she has been, you know, she's doing this tour, and she's been very successful with it lately, and that's just something to add on to it. You know, they want to talk about her. They want to. And it's okay. You know what I mean? You think she hasn't gotten bad coverage before on something? Probably.
Do you remember back when Lisa Marie Presley married Michael Jackson? And people said, oh, that is so, that's, my goodness, we're not even sure that he's straight. And
Rachel.
Why?
Right.
Okay, why would that, this doesn't make any sense, why is this happening, it's fake, it's phony, it's blah, 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 and then, well, you know what happened? It didn't last very long.
Right.
And I think this is just another case of that. And I think...
Yeah, it may not, but who's talking about it?
Everybody.
So what's wrong with that?
Nothing wrong with it.
Okay. Don't you wish that your show was out national?
Well, I think we are. We're on in Idaho and Florida right now.
It was just a little dig. I was just saying.
No, I'm just saying that it's something to talk about. If I didn't talk about it, I think we would be irrelevant because everybody's talking about it.
Right. Anybody called in to talk about it?
Yes, we talked about it yesterday. I think we'll see what happens after we move on from this phone call. We'll see if people call in.
Has anybody called you?
Well, let's see what happens. But we'll move on. We'll open up the phone line here and see what happens. But thanks for calling.
We'll
see.
That's my perspective.
People do care. Well, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. Well, there you go. 29 minutes past the hour. It is the Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce conspiracy theory. Now, I'm not sure which is the bigger conspiracy theory at this point, to be honest with you, because you've got the she's going to endorse Joe Biden theory over here. And then somewhere along the line, you've also got the Super Bowl is fixed. You've got that. And then you've got he's going to propose with a Super Bowl ring. All these things are flying around. And again, I'm not saying that there's anything wrong with her. I think that she is obviously a brilliant marketer. I think she's obviously knows what she's doing. And that's why I cannot believe that she does not know what she's doing when she's going to these games. I can't believe she doesn't know what she's doing when all these stories comes out. I can't believe that. How could you not know that? How could you be that naive? I don't think she is that naive. And for people who say that he doesn't need her and she doesn't need him, well, one of those statements is right. Now, she doesn't need him, that's for sure. But does he need her to be a good player? No. But to be an icon? Yeah, he needs her. And when he's not around her anymore, people will not talk about him as much. And that's just the way this is. But again, the phone lines are open here, 31 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And as we heard earlier, everybody loves a love story. But unfortunately, they don't all end very well. Because, you know, I'm sure all this attention is very good right now. And I'm sure they're sitting around, oh, isn't this great? We've got the attention. We're going to the Super Bowl. Blah, 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 blah. But you know what? In the end, where does it all go? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott. Kelce, we get into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, regardless whether he's with her or not. And that's about the highest reward, you know, a football player can receive, being in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, I think he's a very good player, and I don't think that he needs her to be a good player, but I don't think anybody would know him outside the NFL if not for her.
Oh, I don't know.
All I'm saying, I'm looking at the front of all these magazines this morning, and his picture's not anywhere. It's her picture, everywhere.
Well, I agree, you know, her popularity is, you know, step up from his. But, you know, in the music realm, you know, she's popular, too. There's people that don't know about Taylor Swift, too, you know. There's a lot of people that don't watch much TV, you know, they're busy doing their projects and, you know, whether they're I agree. She is on a higher up. She, more people know her than him. But if he never got with her, you know, he was still would have received the same accolades that he is going to receive now.
Yeah, football-wise, I think so, but I don't think any of these stories would be going on right now.
Oh, no. I mean, if he was just seeing some other, you know, some woman nobody knew about, you know, of course it wouldn't be, unless he hit her or did something.
But what, I saw a clip yesterday, 5 different shows on Fox News talking about her and this whole she's going to endorse Biden deal. What do you make of this?
Well, I hope she does endorse Biden.
Yeah, but I mean, is this a real thing? Is this true?
Oh, I don't know. You talking about it was the first I've heard of it.
Oh, yeah, if you were watching Fox News, 5 different shows yesterday. Including Hannity, their most watched show.
I don't watch Fox.
I at some point, somebody's going to have to realize this isn't Jack and Jill. You know, this is a very, 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 maybe the most famous female right now on the planet. And she's carrying this guy, and she's carrying the NFL right now, by the way, clearly.
What? I don't care, you know, who she gets with, you know, she would have the same, you know, fame as she would without him. You know, she don't need him.
No, she does not need him one bit. But to be what he is, for his jersey sales to go up 400%, for the ratings on his games to go up marginally because she's there, he needs her.
Well, she's helping him, but, you know. He's not going to die if he don't have her, you know.
No, I'm not saying he's going to go into poverty or lose his spot in the NFL, but this is now a couple. And one part of this couple is holding it together. If she's not there, it's not a story. If he's not there, then it's still a story. We still care who Taylor Swift is with. Why? I have no idea, but we do.
And it's never going to last. I mean, you know that.
That's what I keep saying. People act like this is some kind of love story. Like this is, who was in Love Story? Ryan O'Neal and Ally McGraw. That's what this is. This is. People act like this is some kind of real love story. This is media. This is show business. That's all this is. How many show business marriages work out? I just cannot, and this whole idea, I'll tell you the biggest part that I don't like, is that people keep acting like, leave them alone. Well, listen, when you're the most famous person on the face of the earth, and you're dating a big star in the NFL during football season, you cannot be surprised that people are going to follow you.
They're not going to leave you alone.
No. So this idea of leave them alone and just let them be in love, and isn't that great? I mean, that's such nonsense. I mean, listen, again, don't go to the games. Get in a box where the windows are blacked out. Don't run on the field and kiss somebody. You know, you don't have to do these things. These things could be done in the back.
Yeah, but that don't mean it was done for publicity. I mean,
I don't know that it was done particularly for publicity, but if Taylor Swift runs on the field in a champion,
going to be a camera.
Absolutely. And to think that there's not is silly.
If Carrington would run onto the field like that, you know, there's not going to be a camera following
not
her.
Not a person. Not a person no. following her. And that's the difference. And
but that's reality. I mean, when you get that, and sometimes, you know, famous people kind of wish they had more privacy. They weren't quite the same as what they are, you know? Look at Elvis Presley. He rented out an amusement park one time for him and his friends because, you know, he didn't think they would have a good time, you know, and all of, if he went to an amusement park, you know, it'd be all around him, you know. He couldn't have a good time.
No, but I mean, and I think the great irony here, which is what tipped this whole thing off, was that the Chiefs were clearly not the best team this year. People thought the Bills were going to beat them. People thought the Cowboys were going to beat them. People thought the Baltimore was going to beat them.
But they didn't, did they?
They didn't, but could the NFL have any better deal in life than to have that team in the Super Bowl this year of all years with all this publicity circling around?
I think it would be the same thing if the publicity wasn't going around. As, you know, the Chiefs won. And, you know, to go to the Super Bowl, you know, it all depends on who's playing the best ball now.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. This year, the Super Bowl is usually very well watched. But this year, you will have those Swifties, and there's a lot of them, who don't give a flip-flop about football, who are going to watch this game, and this game is going. This could be the biggest thing in television history.
You ever going to see, have to see, you know, what was the most watched Super Bowl? And, you know, let's say the average Super Bowl, you know, over the last few years has had, you know, 5 million viewers. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how many viewers they get this year.
I think it'll double. Number one, because of all her fans, and number two, for all the publicity it's getting 2 weeks before it even happens.
Maybe you can get free tickets and go out there.
Well, I think I should, because at this point, I think I need to go out there and shake the rugs and straighten this whole thing out, because it's just, I don't know. Do you think, I just, it reminds me of my favorite topic. You know, when somebody is married several times, I'm sure that they do believe in true love. You'd have to, or why would you keep getting married? So every time you go in with the best of intentions, I'm not saying you don't go in with the best of intentions, but I have to believe at some point that your people around you are looking at you and going, you know, you say this an awful lot. We see this happening an awful lot, and that's all I'm saying here. If you're the most famous person in the world, you cannot be surprised that people are going to follow you.
All right, you know, if you wanted fame, you're going to have to take what comes along with it.
Now, where this whole election conspiracy came from, that I don't know.
You know, I haven't heard that. You know, the first I've heard of it is you talking about it, but...
Oh, pay attention. It'll be out there. It's getting bigger and bigger as the week goes on.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Bye.
And again, the phone lines are open here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, this story has a lot of intrigue. Because it talks about sports, you got the football game, you've got music with Taylor Swift, and you've got politics with this conspiracy theory about endorsing Biden. So it's got a little touch of everything in it that we all love to talk about. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do you think? Super Bowl, 2 weeks away, a little less than 2 weeks away now. You know, I would also be surprised if she did not appear in one of these Super Bowl commercials that people love. Maybe even the halftime show. You think there's not a lot of talk going on right now about her appearing in the halftime show? I would not be surprised if that didn't happen. I would be shocked, a matter of fact, if it didn't happen, if she was not in that halftime show somewhere. But then there's the question of why are we also interested in this anyway? I've been saying this for a long time now. What is it about Taylor Swift that causes such a kerfluffle in the media. What does she do that nobody else does? What does she bring to the table that I really, you know, we've all seen the big stars. I mean, we've seen Britney Spears have her run. Hold on, I think we got another call coming here. Let's do it. Go ahead, caller.
All the world is a stage, Scott.
This is true. Shakespeare.
Yes. And to think that something like this is not being manipulated or possibly even orchestrated from the beginning is kind of ridiculous.
So now, in what way do you feel it's being orchestrated?
Well, you have all these PR firms and agencies that have put together famous people for quite a while in order to build up attention and to build the market around them. I mean, you mentioned probably the most in-your-face example of Lisa Marie Presley and Michael Jackson. I mean, and I'm sure there would be people, if this was 1995, that would be calling your show and talking about how their love is legitimate and how they were introduced by friends and it was all real. So people need to, I don't know, wake up, I guess.
See, I think so too, but people get very offended by this, as you can tell. They do not like people knocking Taylor Swift and I'm not even, I don't even feel like I'm knocking Taylor Swift. I think I'm just saying, now come on, this isn't reality.
What is this country's religion, Scott?
At this point,
yeah,
I would say it's politics. I used to think it was Hollywood, but I think it's politics.
It's sports.
You think?
It's sports and it's popular culture.
I don't know. See, I'll tell you, it's very strange to me that more people today know certain politicians than know certain movie stars. Like when the Academy Award nominations came out a few weeks ago, people knew very few of those people. But yet, if you say the names Biden, Trump, Bernie Sanders, kids know these names.
Well, it depends on what audience you're targeting, I guess, what part of the country, but how many of them know the name Taylor Swift?
Everybody.
And how many religiously watch professional sports or college sports, but let's just talk about the NFL. So what does this relationship do? It is conveniently bringing together probably the two most powerful examples of popular culture. So you're bringing, I mean, the NFL is, you know, what's their fan base? It's tremendous. I mean, it has replaced, if there is a religion in this country, it's the spectating of professional sports in general.
You know what's interesting, and I know people will argue with this, but here's the statement I'm going to make about this Travis Kelce. Prior to this, was he a good football player? Yes. Would he have probably ended up in the Football Hall of Fame? Yes. But was he the best player in the NFL? I don't think anybody would say yes. And here's the thing. He probably, at this moment in time, is the most marketable and most known player in the NFL. Not because he's the best player, but because of who he's dating. And that, I bet that cheeses off a lot of people in the NFL right now.
Well, I'm sure it does. But again, people need to realize that this is all big business. You know.
Believe in love? You don't believe in that they're in love and leave them alone and it's a great love story?
Oh, yes, yes. If you believe that, I've got swampland in Arizona, I'll tell you.
It's fascinating to me to watch this all happen because, I don't know. I said a few weeks ago, and people can go back and check the tapes. That's a great thing about taping everything around here. When we did that story on Taylor Swift being a PSYOP, I said it has nothing to do with her being a PSYOP. It has everything to do with the Republican side being petrified that she's going to endorse Joe Biden. And holy moly, look what happened.
But again, people need to realize and not accept things at face value. They have, you know, multi-million dollar agencies, you know, public relations teams working on their, you know, business. And look at how political the NFL has gotten over the last, you know, 10 years. And when you're talking about manipulating people in order to, you know, spread a political message, you would want to incorporate, you know, the NFL, you know, because people do, you know, kind of worship sports and the spectating of sports. So the same thing with Taylor Swift. You know, I'm not saying that she's not a talented musician, and she's not a good entertainer, but if you are wanting to achieve a political purpose and also a capitalist purpose by, like, making money, you're going to plan on, you know, these shows in order to, you know, achieve your aims. And the NFL's, you know, I think the total value of the NFL is like $163 billion is the figure I saw on one study. And then you look at what's the total value of Taylor Swift. And you look at what's the fan base of the NFL. What's the fan base of Taylor Swift? So it's pretty convenient. And then if you can, you know, use them, you know, to make money and to manipulate for whatever political aims you have, pretty effective.
And this is why I think she's brilliant. People think I'm coming down on her. No, I think she's brilliant because I think she knows exactly what she's doing. And
I think it's her doing it?
I do. I really do. I think she's known what she's doing. I think this started way back with John Mayer. She started dating a much older guy that caused controversy. And she was not the most popular person in that relationship at the time. Much older guy, very popular guy, that caused controversy. Then when it ended, she wrote the song about him. It got popular. It has started a trend with her that has went in and out of all of her relationships. And now she's at the top of her game, selling out everywhere. What better market to get in than the NFL? You pick this unknowing goofball, and you get him involved, and here you go. And I'll tell you, when it ends, guaranteed she's going to write a song about it, and when it ends, guaranteed it's going to be her best seller ever because of all this publicity. And I think she's you know, when she used to invite fans over to her house, I thought, that is dangerous, but it was also brilliant. She became relatable to those people. And I will say this, I have no opinion on the election. I don't think journalists should. But I will tell you this, if Taylor Swift endorses a candidate, if that candidate loses, I would be highly surprised.
But again, that's giving her all the credit.
But I think she...
Ignoring the publicists and the agencies, you know, that...
Oh, you're saying personally. I get you. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but no,
I'm not saying that she's objecting and she's not going along with it and executing it well, but these are all... You know, these people are owned. I mean, we don't even have, like, real, legitimate, like, artists anymore. I mean, it's completely controlled and... You know, they use teams, you know, writers and lyricists and, you know, any number of, you know, corporate stooges to basically, you know, control that artist. So to think that she is independently doing this on her own, I think is, again, kind of looking at things at face value. I mean, the most face value would be to say, oh, they're in love and this just happened organically and, you know, whatever. I mean, that's at the very surface.
But, you know, this is the, okay, I always talk about people who are married multiple times and so on and so forth. Now, this is the perfect reason to explain why I bring this up. The point is that if you do that, now listen, it's your right to do it. You can do it. You can, nobody's going to stop you. It's not illegal. Knock yourself out. But once you are married, and I believe the number is 2, once you're married and divorced twice, anything beyond that, people are going to look at you cynically because they're going to say, I've heard this song and dance before. You're the one. I've never met anybody like you. This is going to last forever. We've heard this somewhere before. This record has played somewhere before. Now, you cannot be surprised that people are looking at you cynically because of choices you made, not choices other people made, choices you made. Now, that's just the facts, and that's perception, and that's what we live with. And the perception of Taylor Swift is, in her early 30s, is that she's the Time Magazine Person of the Year, is that when she goes into a city, the economy booms, that people can't get a ticket to her shows unless you pay $1 billion, that people stand outside and cry, that she has, I believe, now surpassed Elvis on the Billboard charts with most number one weeks at number one, only behind the Beatles at this point in her early 30s. So you cannot say when you go to a football game, you can't be cynical. She can't be cynical or surprised and say people are going to go, well, of course they're going to flash the camera on you. And especially when they see the ratings the next day, that just that you're there, the jersey sales go up 400% and the ratings go up substantially. I mean, you cannot be that naive.
No, you can't. I mean, again, all the world is a stage, period. So very few things that have broad popular appeal are organic and honest. It's all being set up for consumption. And that's what this is. It's not, oh, she just, you know, loves him and she wants to go, you know, watch him, you know. And even, I don't know, I think it's, now I don't have any direct proof. I know there's proof on the NFL, you know, with the, I guess the closest correlation would be on what referee teams, you know, that they assign. And if you look at, you know, their home field and away team, you know, records, you know, you can kind of see how many penalties that they call on home teams, away teams. So is the NFL being manipulated that way, you know, the outcomes? The statistics, if you look at those referee teams, kind of would indicate that. There's an article that just was written, I think, last week about it, and I can't remember what publication it was published in, but it was kind of striking the difference. And those referee teams are all, they stay assigned the same team of refs for the entire season. So they're not mixing up individuals, you know.
Well,
it's big money.
It is big money. But now here's the big...
What's the sports betting? I think sports betting was like $73 billion last year on the NFL. There's tons of money. Taylor Swift draws tons of money.
Now, wouldn't we say at this point that the 49ers are the better team? How much publicity are they getting?
Right, and you got to say why.
There you go.
Is it just because people love Taylor Swift and that story, or is it because there's something bigger, you know, going on building up that story?
And that's
I think that's what's going on.
And it's interesting. Just look at the pictures. Now, he's in some of these pictures. but there's no picture that she does not appear in. And like I say, the funny picture is, it's the one of them kissing. Now, look at that picture. You couldn't even tell it was him. She's got her hand on the side of his face. It's from the back of his head. But you certainly know it's her. The person who took that picture knew exactly who they wanted to get in that picture. So this whole idea that they're equals, he doesn't need her, she doesn't need him, well, for publicity purposes, he certainly does.
That should be your next interview, Scott. You should really try to get Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know what?
Get to the bottom of these questions.
I have an admiration for her, so I think her and I would get along just fine.
I think you would. Heck, she might leave Kelsey for you.
You know what? I've always thought that her and I, that would be the girl I'd marry, because think of the fun we could have. It'd be all publicity and all staged, and you know what? We could live happily. Neither one of us have ever been married, so, you know, there you go.
Yeah, unspoiled.
Match made in heaven. Think of the ratings of the show.
I know.
I'd be national.
Think you could get for the groundhog that year.
International. I'm sure she'd do it. Pop out of the groundhog suit and start kissing people. It'd be great.
Yeah, it would.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All
right, don't forget the Groundhog Friday in the midst of all of the other things we're talking about. Oh, my goodness. 740-751-4038. Well, we're down to 30 seconds. I don't know if we can get another call in. But I certainly do appreciate it. We've had a lot of fun here this morning, and it's a fun story to talk about. It gets us away from all the real drama going on in the world from day to day. Get ready, Groundhog Day, 48 hours away. Hey, I think I rhymed there. Dr. Seuss. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.